This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Right now, as I am actually live, or alive, at SHOT Show, but by the time you guys hear this, I will be sleepy time. But that's all beside the point. Here we are at SHOT Show 2020, and I am joined now by Corinne Mosher and the shine retiring Keita Bussey. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
So, Corinne, what when you come here? Now I know you have sponsors. I know you do both tactical and competitive shooting. When you come here, is there like a focus, or do you just go in both disciplines, or what do you do?
Well, my focus is to spend time with the sponsors who do have booths here. I don't do a lot of meetings. It's mostly appearances. We do giveaways. It's a lot of the social media, that kind of stuff, face-to-face things. And
right.
It's less of the tactical stuff and competition stuff that I do. So I'm focusing on companies, their products, giving them visibility, and kind of performing that role, that part of my job.
Keita, now you are more competitive, although you do train tactical people.
Yes. So, Corinne, I'm sure, stage plans SHOT Show and exactly what she's going to do, where she's going to be. I'm more of a floater, but I end up with appointments that I have to honor and end up in meetings all day. Not that I ever plan anything going in. It's just sort of what happens. Well, that's probably smart because you can plan SHOT Show, but there's no point. Because when you get here, it's a live thing.
Exactly.
It's constantly morphing. And so, you know, I was joking with my husband. We're talking about, here's our plans. Here's what we're going to do with this SHOT Show. And we're like, why are we doing this? We're going to get there.
Yeah, plan A goes straight out the window.
Opposite experience.
As soon as you engage, plan A goes out the window. So you sort of fly by the seat of your pants. If you wore pants.
If I were to wear pants, I would fly by the seat of them. So, for example, today, we were supposed to do an interview with Chris Casa.
Yeah.
He got stuck in traffic, couldn't make it here in time. I was actually at lunch with Max Martini.
Yes.
And
whom you just brought here. Thank you so many.
And I said to Chris, we can just cancel the radio show, go say hello to Bill, that's cool. But come and meet Max, you got 5 minutes, that's all you need, and come and say hi to Bill, that's about it. All right, so cool. 3 o'clock, we're supposed to have show with Corinne Mosher. And Max Martini shows up.
Yep.
Like, all right, cool. Max Martini's here. Let's talk to him and work him in with Corinne. It's like you never know who you're going to run into. You never know what's going to happen. You can never really prepare for it completely. You have to be flexible. It's kind of like when you go to a major competition, you show up the day before and kind of get an idea of your stages, but you can never come up with a completely concrete plan. Because during your 5-minute walkthrough, you're going to see things you didn't see before and weren't expecting. And then you have to come up with your concrete plan just before you shoot.
Yep.
SHOT Show's kind of like that. You can't come up with a concrete plan. You have to stay flexible, fly by the seat of your pants if you decide to wear them. Well,
that's our. We could do that because we wear pants all the time, don't we?
Yeah. Trousers.
So, now, you are a bullpup rifle kind of person, aren't you?
I do enjoy that platform. I shoot for IWI, so I like the Tavor a lot.
Now, see, I like the Tavor, but I don't want to hold one.
You don't want to hold one?
Well, because when I get it, all the weight's back here.
Yeah.
And there's nothing out there, and I just, you know.
Elbows under. It's not a big deal. It's a very intuitive platform. But you're a veteran. You're used to the AR.
Yeah, that platform. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's. I can't adapt the adopt the AK either. So.
Oh. You really should. That's sad.
I know. It's. You know.
But they sound so cool.
They do. They do sound cool.
They do sound cool. And, you know, the recoil, felt recoil is a lot of fun. With the AR, I feel like you have more of a snap. And with the AK, it's a push back on you and straight back towards the target. It's a lot of fun.
See,
that profile is just really nice.
Yeah, now, you win on that one. You definitely win on that one. Now, see, with an AR, even though it's a 5.56 and it's, you know, basically a child's play sort of round, I normally get out there and put the biggest comp I can on it to where when it goes, you know, I just like to sit there and look like I know what I'm doing. So, you know, by mitigating the recoil mechanically...
You throw enough technology on a gun, you don't have to be very good.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
Or enough mass behind it.
I've got that. I've got that by the boatload. I got the mass. I had some of...
Win-win.
It's a win-win, and unless you got to walk upstairs, then things begin to change. Then things begin to change. So,
you can shit upstairs.
Yeah, I could. So, for you, when you guys come to this, what do you try to leave with? Like, I know that you're sort of out there looking for another platform to shoot, sort of.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new platform. My main focus this year is that charity I support, the Special Operations Charity Network. So trying to find people to support our veterans and making sure they get the guns and ammunition they need for our Veterans Day at the range. iPro, EarPro, you know, that sort of thing. And volunteers to mentor them, to take them to matches.
Now, I know that you grew up as a dependent in the military. Do you have a background in the military?
No, other than both my parents were Marines. I had a brother in the Marine Corps and a sister in the Army, and then I married into a law enforcement family. So, kind of like Max was saying, he was never a member himself.
Well, I've seen some of the stuff you do, and like I said, I think you could probably hack it.
Oh, I don't want people telling me when to go to sleep and when to wake up and what to eat.
That's the part that you got to hack. That's the part you got to hack.
I'm too independent for that.
Yeah.
She knows she could. She chooses not to.
Yeah. Well, hey, look. When you join the military, this is not. There's no. It's not a democracy. There's no equal rights or anything. Except you're all hated equally. I was told that. We hate you all equally. And we were all Joe Private. We all had the same first name. We all looked alike after we went to the barbershop, too. So, I don't know how that would have worked for you. But like I said, I think you could hack it if it came down to it. So, I find it interesting because I see you running around in battle rattle all the time. But you do training, which is almost like sort of a workout sort of vibe to it. Do you ever... Have you ever thought about doing the battle rattle, like Corinne does, and then doing some of these training things that you do with the bands and all the other stuff? Have you ever thought about incorporating the weight and the movement of that?
So I actually shot my very first ever, actually only ever, three-gun match. No, I did shoot one other one. My first ever three-gun match I shot with Corinne on my squad, and it was so much fun. I loved it. And I do train three-gun shooters, so being a coach is a little bit different than that being your profession. I am not a top-level three-gun shooter by any means, but I have the knowledge behind it to do the coaching on movement, which is something totally separate than being a top shooter yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think you should try tactical games. That sounds cool.
Now, you went to the tactical games, didn't you?
Yeah.
You went to Barnwell, South Carolina.
I was in Barnwell.
That's a crazy thing, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
They have this big, tall, former nuclear facility that has all the nooks and crannies. And, I mean, you can hide anywhere if you're small enough. And you're small, so, like, you could get into all kinds of places.
Oh, we were running through tunnels and fast roping. We had two guys zig when they were supposed to zag in a tunnel, fall down in a hole, and get lost for two hours.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Call of Duty in real life.
Before I had the heart attack, I had to chase some airsoft guys through that tower that's out there in the field. And they got out there, and I just thought they were going to show me around, right? Well, they just took off. And, I mean, one of them was missing a leg, and they just dusted me. It's messed me up bad. But, I mean, it was interesting to watch because they obviously go to that facility and train a lot. And it's almost like watching a bunch of paramilitary guys. But, I mean, these are dudes that are just, you know, skateboarders. I'm running out of time. Ladies, thank you very much for taking the time to join me. Corinne Mosher, she'll make them. Keita Bussey, well, she's the weaponized woman, so. Talk to you later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. You know, with gun control, sometimes it's very hard to put a face to it. You get out there and you say, well, who does it really hurt? And then you meet somebody that it really did hurt. And joining me again, and it's been a while since she's been with me, but joining me again is Nikki Gozer. She has a new book out, Stalked, A True Story, Stalked and Defenseless, How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in Front of Me. You've had some new developments that you just came to light to you?
Yes.
Tell me about them. There you go. Now tell me about them.
Sure. Well, first I'll tell the story.
Certainly.
About
please.
What happened.
Yes.
And then we'll go, from there. In 2009, my husband, Benjamin, was murdered right in front of me by a man who was stalking me. And this happened in the state of Tennessee in a restaurant that was a gun-free zone. And I followed the law.
You were there with your business, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ben and I ran a mobile karaoke business
right.
in the evenings.
Right.
Just as a side job. And I obeyed the law. I left my permitted legal firearm that I normally carried for self-defense locked in my vehicle that night. Of course, the man who was stalking me did not have a permit to carry.
Right.
A gun into a gun-free zone illegally, shot my husband 7 times in front of myself and everyone in the middle of a busy restaurant. I'll probably wonder for the rest of my life if I could have prevented that. Of course, I'll never know because I was denied a chance. I was stalked and defenseless.
Right. Right.
But since all of this has happened, he's in prison. It was a bench trial.
Everybody pay very close attention to what we're about to hear about right now, please.
So it was a bench trial. The murderer gets to choose that. There was no jury. And the prosecutor, for whatever reason, did not fight against it being a bench trial. And the judge dropped it. Despite all of the overwhelming evidence, the judge dropped it from first-degree premeditated murder to second degree. When the police searched his vehicle at the crime scene, they found 2 more guns, ammunition, a baseball bat, binoculars, gloves, rope, and a knife. The night before the murder. Of course, I didn't know about this because I had already deleted him and blocked him from my social media.
Right.
My husband asked him to leave me alone. But the news the next day found a blog, a social media post he had put up that said, "Predator versus prey. I know who you are. Run. Where will you work where I can't find you? At home, at dinner, in your sleep, every waking moment. I'll be on the hunt. What kind of life do you have now?" The judge dropped it to second degree. In the state of Tennessee, that's only 15 to 25 years. Ultimately, he got 23 years at 100% with no parole. But I have recently learned that 100%, it does not mean 100%. They mislead victims on sentencing.
Right.
This evil man is allowed to earn good behavior early release credits. So he's going to be released early. He's already earned the maximum in credits, which is 3.5 years.
So this would have him getting out of jail when?
He'll be out in 2028. And it's terrifying. And I've also learned recently that my stalker has been writing me twisted love letters from prison for years. What he does is he sends them to my former attorney that I used for my wrongful death suit against him. And you open these letters, they're all to me.
Right.
And they're extremely disturbing. I'm terrified. I'm furious. And I've hired attorneys. I'm trying to do anything and everything I can to keep this man behind bars. I mean, he's stalking and harassing me from prison.
So, is the judicial system that is, I'm going to use this loosely because I don't know of any badly overseeing this situation. Do they know? Are they involved? What are they doing?
I can't talk about too many details.
Okay.
I'll just say that I am trying to do everything that I can to keep this man behind bars because he is extremely dangerous. He's extremely dangerous to myself and my loved ones.
Yeah.
He's already proven that he's a murderer. You know, it baffles me how our criminal justice system, our courts, allow these murderers back out into society amongst all of us. This happens every day. You know, everybody's so busy living their best life, nobody really thinks about these things. But there are convicted murderers that are let out of prison every day in this country.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's one of the mechanisms they use. That you guys combat you where you work on your daily basis. So I mean, you work with John Lott, right? So it's almost like it's on purpose, isn't it?
think it's disgusting.
It is. It's definitely disgusting, whether it's on purpose or an accident. But I think it's on purpose.
Well, you know, the left keeps talking about more and more gun control. You know what is the one major thing that could be done to stop these horrible violent attacks on people and murders? Keep these violent offenders in prison.
Yeah.
Stop letting them out.
They earned it. They earned their time there. Absolutely they did. So for you, as you go forward, so if he can get out in 8 years, is there any movement afoot or anything you're trying to do to any grassroots effort that's going on? Or
I can't talk too much about details.
Okay. But
I can tell you that
there is, right? So that means there is something going on.
I am.
Okay, I don't need to know the details. That's none of my business.
To keep him in prison.
Okay, well, I mean, you work with some very influential people. Who knows more influential people? So, I mean, you should know how to get a hold of me. If you don't, I'm going to make sure that you do anyway. So we should keep up with what's going on here as it goes along and as we get near. And, you know, in certain instances, if necessary, you know, I probably know some people that would help you out with that too, but you don't want to know them.
Okay.
You don't want to know them.
Well, I can tell you that if anybody's interested in my book, it's called Stalked and Defenseless. And
where can they find us?
It's available on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. And you can check out my website, stalkedanddefenseless.com.
From Brad Thor, number one New York Times bestselling author of Backlash. He writes a powerful, heart-wrenching, and brilliantly detailed account of a tragedy that should never have happened. And how can we make sure something like it never happens again? This is a book for all people, regardless of race, gender, or political persuasion. Buy one copy for yourself and another as a gift for somebody else. I mean, this is... Your story is horribly not unique either, is it? This is not... This happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, Susanna Hupp from the Luby's Cafeteria Massacre.
Right.
She actually wrote the foreword for my book. And we all know that her parents were murdered right in front of her.
I'll tell you what I think, and simply because I just think it. I think if you'd been allowed to do what you were qualified to do back that time, I think you would have made a difference. So. Thank you for stopping by. Stay in touch with me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House managers are continuing their opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Trump. Now, the president's defense will begin on Saturday and go about 4 hours. But as far as what we're hearing today, Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, believes...
Today they're going to talk about obstruction of Congress. I thought the best statement on that was the statement our colleague Mr. Ratcliffe made in the debate on the House floor when he said obstruction of Congress is what the founders called separation of power. So we're going to hear more today, but it will never change the four fundamental facts that have always been on the president's side and that the American people understand.
Acting U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan is naming Rodney Scott to be the next Border Patrol chief. Scott has been the head of the office's San Diego sector. He replaces Carla Provost. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Studio. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the floor at SHOT Show, but not really live because it's pretty important. I'm sorry. Joining me here, we've talked so many times that we know each other well, but at the same time, we don't know what each other looks like too good, but we're working on it. But joining me again is Stephen Sambalea, attorney at law.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
It's going. When you're here, are you going and are people seeking you out for legal advice?
Sometimes. It just depends on what the issue is at the time. So, like last year, it was all about the bump stocks.
Right.
This year, not a lot of legal advice solicited, which is nice.
I've heard that the bump stock thing is moving.
It is at the Supreme Court right now. It has been relisted for conference, so the rogue judges are going to decide whether or not they want to hear it or whether or not they want to punt it, and who knows what they're going to do.
Right. So, what do you think about the dog and pony show going on in Virginia?
The whole lobby day thing.
Not the lobby day thing. The lobby day thing was a day. I'm talking about when they pass it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to pass them.
It's going to pass.
Then there's going to be a bunch of legal wrangling and lawsuits and all this stuff that's going to start.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody, and if you can't talk about it, just tell me. But, I would imagine you've gotten a few text messages about this.
Yes. Yes. No. In fact, some of the discussions that we've had here at SHOT Show are about what's next in Virginia legal-wise.
Right.
And, it's like, okay, so the people at Lobby Day, they did their thing, with the slung rifles and the guy with the 50 cal.
Right.
Okay. The stuff's going to pass. Now it's our turn.
Right.
Now it's the lawyer's turn. So I would say just hang tight and see what's happening.
Let you guys do your stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now you're here with Rob Olson.
Yeah.
The legal profession is, there's a bunch of new people on the scene that are very, very effective, aren't there?
Yes.
When it comes to Second Amendment stuff.
Yes, there are.
Why do you think there's, after for so long we had like the phalanx of the superstars that almost seemed to grow complacent
That's a good word.
Yeah. And now you guys are coming out, and you're very aggressive, you're very organized, and you're very intelligent, which is a really bad combination for them to face. What happened?
So people like me and Rob Olson and Alan Beck, we're passionate about this issue.
Right.
Okay. We're educated. We know what we're doing. But we don't want to be the people that just sit on the sidelines and wait for somebody else to do it. And for a long time, people are just content with letting others do what needs to be done in the courts. I'm not going to name any names here. They have a very big booth here.
Sure.
Yeah. Very nice suits.
Yes.
So I'm not okay with just sitting back and letting the big boys play. We're very small, like what I do. You know, I'm a solo practitioner, and Alan Beck's a solo practitioner. We do what we want to do wherever we want to do it.
Well, see, I would understand that, but at the same time, you do what you do because while they could or should be doing something, they don't.
They don't.
Right.
Yeah.
That's you guys fill the vacuum.
Yeah, and so like a lot of the cases that we're taking right now, you know, the taser cases and the stun gun cases, people are like, why are you doing such, you know, who cares about a stun gun or who cares about a taser? Okay, I would rather carry a gun, but there's a lot of people, my wife included, doesn't want to carry a gun. She'd rather carry, you know, like an electric arm.
Yeah, but I mean, the devil's in the details. When they start banning things, if they start conditioning you, all right, we're going to ban toothpicks because they're too dangerous.
That's right.
Okay, well, I won't be chewing on toothpicks. Yeah. Before long, it's forks and knives and tasers.
Because
can't be trusted with nothing.
Well, they start small with stuff that is not objectionable stuff.
Right.
Okay, so California bans essentially sticks, batons. Okay, that's like one of the oldest weapons ever, you know? So, like, we've got a case to overturn their baton ban in California, and people are like, why are you doing that? We are setting the stage, case by case, for future battles.
Right.
Every town keeps coming in all of our cases. So they're worried about something. They know what we're doing. And I'm not afraid to tell people this is what we're doing. We're laying the groundwork for future cases, for the suppressor case, for the SBR case, for the short barrel shotgun case. That's what we're doing right now.
You guys, some of this stuff that you're taking up, I mean, nobody commits crimes with SBRs. Nobody commits crimes with short barrel shotguns.
No.
But everybody's seemingly, well, that's they stopped there. Let's just hope they don't go any further.
Right. I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with that because the incrementalism isn't going to stop there. Like we see in Virginia right now, you know, it's like we're going to take away all your guns, door-to-door confiscation, and then they see this groundswell of support. They're like, well, on second thought, we're going to let you keep what you got. It's just when you die, your family can't have them.
Right.
No, that's not good enough for us. We're not compromising my rights away. I'm not compromising my daughter's rights away or her children's rights away. Just so I can have what I want right now. That's not how this works.
Right. Well,
so, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you. I mean, you know I admire what you and Alan do. And, I mean, I had not ever spoken with Rob, but I've heard a lot of good things about him. I'm glad to see some energy being injected into the legal fight, because that's sort of lacking.
Well, let me tell you this. So Rob was one of the guys that wrote the injunction for that the grounds ban that they had in Virginia.
Right.
So there were two lawyers, David Brown and Rob Olson. Okay. Where were the big guys in this one? Nowhere.
Well, where does David Brown come from?
He's a Virginia attorney.
So where was the NRA on this? I mean, this is happening in their backyard.
That's a great question. I mean, maybe it's a question that we should ask the people.
The NRA.
Well, I mean, look. You know,
should you go get measured for a suit?
I should go get tailored while I'm here.
Be get measured for a suit and just get out there and say, nothing to see here?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's so we know we've got these group of attorneys that go out and they do the stuff that needs to be done. And they turned that request for an injunction around within a day.
Yeah.
And the appeal within a day.
Right.
And the NRA's out nowhere. Where are they?
I don't know. I don't know. There's no fallback position on this. It's either go forward or get run over.
Yeah.
And that's the big problem with all of this stuff is we're looking at it. Now, for the rest of the show, as you go along with this, while you're doing your being Stephen Stambolia. Do you look at any guns?
I do. I had a chance to go look at one of the Maxim Defense PDW 5.5-inch
with the integrated.
Yes, very nice.
Integrated suppressor.
Yeah, and I'm like, I would like to buy one of these, but you know, obviously can't do it now.
You should go look. Why? Oh, well.
I got work to do.
Okay. But, I mean, you should go look. You should go to CZ.
Okay.
And go look at the Dan Wesson DWX.
We are going to go to CZ later.
That's the CZ Shadow 2 with the Dan Wesson single action trigger in it. That's a crazy gun.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do to alert all the ATF agents that are here.
Listening.
We're going to go visit their town hall.
Are you really?
Yeah, well, I got a lawsuit. I got a lawsuit against the FBI. You know, I need to go.
Just wanted to introduce myself. Yeah. It's me, Stephen Stambolia.
Here's my badge. Here's
there
you card. Scan me in.
Scan me in, and
it's free.
Well, you know, which side I need some hors d'oeuvres and some little cocktails. Sorry, yeah, I think you should. You taking Rob?
Yeah. Rob's coming with me.
You got some brass knuckles and stuff with you and stuff?
Yeah, you got those little kitty cat keychains.
Just in case they want to get rough with you, the ATF, you know, they talk the talk. But you know, when I see people, and I'm just talking now. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to talk about that because we're going to run out of time. Without giving, I know that you do your thing and you don't, there's no help to give to you or anything, but. As usual, I'm going to be reaching out to you to find out what you got going on, what kind of progress you're making, because you do very, very important work. Is Alan here?
Alan is not here. Not here this time.
I've never met Alan.
Yeah.
And everybody says, I don't know if you can understand Alan. And I understand him well. I don't know what that means. But I got no issue with it.
He's very, very, very smart.
Yeah.
I mean, he can just rattle off cases like he's looking at a book. It's not something that I can do. So. Amazing.
Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thanks, sir.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Coming to you semi-live, sort of semi-live, pre-recorded semi-live, sort of semi, on the floor at SHOT Show at Radio Row. Joining me now is Andy Sadlak from Team Windy. Good morning. How's it going?
It's good, my friend. How are you?
I don't know.
We're losing track, aren't we?
I don't know what time. Which time zone do you come out of?
So I'm Eastern. We're coming from Cleveland.
Okay. Okay. So like right about now, it's dinner time.
That's
anyway,
right.
Team Windy. Now, you guys make really good combat bump helmets and everything else. But,
yeah.
I mean, your story itself, which you just told me about, do it again. Why did Team Windy come into being?
Yeah.
And the meaning behind the name?
You know, the whole thing is really interesting. And if you hear about Team Windy helmets, Team Windy may sound like an odd name at first for a company that makes helmets, especially really heavy-duty helmets. Here's what happened. Go back to the late 90s. Wendy Moore, an avid skier, unfortunately had an accident while she was skiing. Hit her head, suffered TBI, traumatic brain injury.
Right.
Okay. She was not wearing a helmet at the time. She passed away. Her father, Dan Moore, founded a helmet company in her memory because she wasn't wearing one at the time. Okay? So as the family is grieving, he conceived of this idea so that hopefully some people could actually benefit from a situation that was so tragic. So other folks have the protection that Wendy did not have at the time. And we try to honor legacy in a lot of different ways, you know. First of all, we just try to do a darn good job.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
We conduct a lot of research on head trauma, and it's such a complicated field, man, and I'm sure you know this, but when you're talking about an impact to the head, different types of impacts can impact the head differently. If your head is rotating at the time, all of this stuff can affect the brain, and it's all things that we are looking into. We have cutting-edge research, thoughtful design in terms of helmet, in terms of how we draw up and how we execute the helmet design, and also, I mean, just reliable, efficient customer service, just person to person. Still a family-owned company in Cleveland, Ohio. We've got a 60,000 square foot facility on the east side of Cleveland. Back in World War II, they used to make bombs there. So this is a huge place. We've got the engineers on one side that do it all, the dream up the whole thing.
Right.
And then we've got the floor where it actually comes to life.
So with head trauma, I mean, one of the things they found out with head trauma is that with the brain moves.
Correct.
So with an impact, one impact, the brain is going to move at least twice.
Correct.
And then depending on the torque and everything else that happens with the impact, it could actually move a third time. So with any sort of an impact helmet, any sort of a bump helmet, your job, I guess, that you're trying to do is to arrest that shock and actually sort of mitigate that movement.
That's exactly right.
So how on earth do you do that? Because, I mean, you're fighting physics on that one.
You are. And part of it is recognizing the issue.
Right.
Okay? So a lot of times, let's say you're riding in a vehicle.
Right.
Okay. And there's a blast. That blast is one form of impact. And then you can hit your head on the side of the vehicle. That's another form of impact. The best you can do is to be ready for what happens out in the field and to know how to test for it. You know, a lot of, for years and years and years, they used to test this stuff by just a straight-ahead impact. And that's not how life is.
Right.
A straight-ahead impact is the equivalent to walking or running and falling and hitting your head straight onto the ground. That, if you're in combat, that's just not how it works.
No. So do you have like a, you got a crash test dummy that you guys, I mean, you just got all kinds of electronic stuff happening and you throw them out of the car and drag them behind the car and throw them out of a plane.
Can I tell you something?
Certainly.
You should see our facility that we test in. We call it the Red Room.
The Red Room.
The Red Room.
From Shining? The Shining, that one?
Red Room. Are you a fan?
Well, I you know, being terrified was making you a fan. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Big fan. Yeah.
We do. We have a Red Room that we do all of our testing in, and it's a busy place, man. I'll tell you that. It's a real busy place. We've also got, here at SHOT Show, we have a demonstration. We have a helmet that is equipped with sensors.
Right.
Okay? So it's hooked up to an iPad. Okay, we're going to get real technical. I don't want to get too in the weeds.
Okay.
But it basically shows, it can demonstrate some of the rotational impact and that type of thing that we're testing, some of our research and development, some of our R&D efforts we're able to demonstrate here at SHOT Show.
Now, with professional sports, with football especially,
yeah,
where you've got had people like Junior Seau who had CTE, who killed himself, and they've begun to recognize that, you know, this is a thing. Would it not make better sense to go to a better, more covering helmet, or is that something you're doing already? Is that where it's going to go, to where it's almost like an enclosure on your head in the future, do you think? Or,
you know, it's one of those things that trying to predict
yep,
what happens next is a losing game.
Yeah.
You know, the best thing that you can do is understand how these things happen. From there, you can start to project
right
how to. Okay, if you understand the element of impact, if you understand the toll that impact has on your brain,
right,
then you can start to work backwards to protect against that.
Okay.
For a long time, that's just not, you know, that wasn't how testing was done.
No, I'm almost certain that probably in the last 5, 6, 7 years, it's probably like sci-fi compared to what it used to be, huh?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, I know you told me you served. When did you serve?
84 to 90.
And what kind of helmet do you use then?
Well, we started out with the brain bucket, which was the liner with the cast iron skillet with the chin strap on it. And then we went to the Kevlar, the first generation Kevlar, which sort of looked like a stormtrooper helmet without the nice, cool face thing on it. And then we had to stretch that big camo cover over it. I mean, it was a big affair. I mean, there were some doors I couldn't walk through.
You're kidding me.
With that helmet.
That's
in Germany. Well, Germany's small.
Well, sure
Germany's
it is.
A small place.
Sure it is. So our pride and joy right now, we've got what we call the X-Fill Ballistic SL.
Right.
Okay? The X-Fill Ballistic SL. That whole system, I'm talking the padding, the retention system, and the shell itself
right
weighs 2.2 pounds. 2.2 pounds.
So has it progressed? And this is from somebody. I've probably been out of the Army almost as long as you've been alive. I've been out 30 years. How old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay.
Yeah.
You, context made. You know, you used to have that webbing and everything
your
head sit on. So now is it padded?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got padding in there. And you know what's really nice? We've got what we call a cam fit retention system. It's got a BOA dial on the back. You only need one hand to reach back to the back of your head and twist it, turn it. It's gonna tighten the helmet. It's going to loosen the helmet. And here's the other thing, too, and this
right
is important. It tightens around your head like a belt around a waist.
See,
so you don't have the hot spots in front and in the back, or at least not as much. It's a better weight distribution. It's distributing your weight more evenly around your head. It's a big deal.
So I ride bikes.
Okay.
And I look at that system on the bike helmets.
Yes.
Is the technology trickling down from the military application?
I would say so.
To
sure
stuff like that? Because
sure
they have the cranks and everything else to tighten it up,
yeah,
snug it up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you know, all these industries, I think they kind of look for ideas in one another.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's...
Not so much that you have legal trouble, but
right.
You're looking for ideas.
Okay, that one. Well, you know, with you, the Team Wendy, I mean, I only know of one other company that might make them. I don't know if they still do. I've kind of thought of you as when I was actually looking for a bump helmet, and I was looking for a sponsor to be the bump helmet, and I was nothing. I was nowhere, and nobody should have sponsored me at that point. I was looking at Team Wendy. I was looking at Team Wendy, and the reason I was looking at Team Wendy was everybody that I knew that actually dealt with the things ran Team Wendy.
Sure.
So now me getting a bump helmet is sort of ludicrous because I just wear it and be sitting back. I can't run into combat. I might be able to sashay over there, but can't run to combat.
That's a great word.
Sashay?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can't you just see me sashaying over there in my battle?
Oh, hey, man.
They'll find me, and I'll be mostly best busted up, but my head would be good to go.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we like to say you've only got one head. You
that's
might as
right.
well protect it.
I don't know about that part of it. Sometimes I sit around, and I'd like to go to that. I'd like there'd be like a Logan's Run where you can have a new you. That'd be sort of cool. That'd be sort of cool for me. So, for anybody interested in and looking at Team Wendy, where would they go to look for Team Wendy products?
Sure. So, teamwendy.com. Team Wendy, like the girl's name.
Exactly the way it sounds.
.com. We'd be happy to connect with us there, and we can help you out. We've got a full listing of products, product information. There's nothing that you won't find there.
See, the big issue I would have is finding one to fit my big old head because...
We'll get you. We'll hook you up.
I might have to come check out your booth then. I might have to come in there. I want to see if you guys have a helmet that would fit my head.
Oh, we're going to get you.
My goodness gracious.
Oh, we're going to get you. We'll take care of you.
Thank you very much for joining me. Andy Sadlak from Team Wendy. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.